This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say, like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said,
oh, what a night.
Oh, if they had a been like me.
A huge hello, a warm welcome. Thank you so much to one and all for joining me live on yet another, what is sure to be, cracker of the show that goes like this. Here on Phoenix FM, yes, I'm Ben Simmons with you now up until 8 o'clock tonight. Don't go anywhere. Keep it here. If you stay here right from the start all the way through to the end, I'm pretty sure you will be rewarded. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be crazy. There's going to be lots of fabulous tunes for you to hear, many of which have been suggested by some of you listening legends out there all across the UK. And for some of you, across other countries as well. So yes, great to have you along, and just keep it here, 98.0 if you're in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas of Essex, phoenixfm.com if you're anywhere else in the world. If you have a smart speaker, ask it to play Phoenix and it will only go and do it. Now, we have got a major theme that's going to be permeating this entire show for you tonight. Before I get on to that, though, I want to do an introductory track to get us going based on the very exciting news that was, came to light yesterday. I'm not going to say too much. The track is called All in White. The band are called The Vaccines.
Break me on the 37th hour. Show me all of you.
I'm here.
was always wrong, you all in white.
That's the Vaccines, All in White.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Don't worry, I haven't dedicated the whole show to the fact that it was released in the news yesterday that a COVID vaccine has been successfully trialled and could be rolled out pretty soon. It's just interesting, isn't it? It sort of gives everybody a bit of hope. Don't get complacent. Doesn't mean we can suddenly come out of lockdown tomorrow, you know, but it means the future's looking a bit brighter, certainly. And I heard it's 90% effective, they've said, haven't they? So 9 in every 10 people ought to be protected from COVID for it for however long, could be a limited amount of time. But apparently the flu vaccine is only 50% effective. So they've done pretty well coming up with a new one in record time, with no adverse effects from 40-odd thousand people being tested with it. Anyway, right, enough vaccine talk. Don't worry, it's not all about vaccines tonight. What is this show all about on this fabulous Tuesday, the 10th of November? It's the show that goes like this. You're never quite sure what's coming. There's been a bit of build-up to it on social media, I have to say. It's fair to say the old Facebook page blew up with excitement the other day. And we like to make this a very interactive show. I'd say there was over 100 interactions from people on my social media page making suggestions for tracks in tonight's show. So a huge thanks for those of you that got involved and did that. Stay tuned to see if your suggestion makes it in. Now, obviously, with that many suggestions, I can only fit about 20 tracks into the show. I'll do my very best to mention a lot of you, but some of you may be disappointed. Huge apologies for that. But what is this show all about then? It's the 10th of November, and did you know today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, everybody else listening, it is International Accounting Day! I knew you'd be utterly thrilled to hear that, so International Accounting Day. People look on accountancy as one of those kind of boring jobs, don't they? But it's something we all need. Particularly if you're self-employed, you often need accountants to help you with your facts and figures and taxes and all that kind of gubbins. And I don't know, maybe there are some accountants out there who find it riveting and thoroughly, thoroughly exciting. So, you know, it's certainly a worthwhile pastime. That implies it's not a job, it's a job. A worthwhile career is what I meant to say. If you want to do accountancy as a hobby, then go for it. Yes, right. So, a lot of the tracks you hear tonight, because it is International Accounting Day, don't do the jingle all the time. Because it's International Accounting Day, all the tracks you hear will have some kind of number in the title, and I don't normally reveal any of the criteria to be Legend of the Week until a little bit later in the show. But to reward the people that are listening right from the start, I'm going to help you. Because to be Legend of the Week tonight, you have to add up the numbers in all the song titles that I play during the course of tonight's show. Now, really, that simply means you're going to have a guess. All I'm going to say is it's going to be quite high. So, like I said, we'll get about 20 tracks into the show. They've all got various numbers in them. If you go onto my social media, you can see all the suggestions that people have made and try and guess which ones are going to make it into the show. Now, there are some song titles with very high numbers in. There are some song titles with low numbers in. We won't be featuring any song titles with minus numbers in. So there is already a post at the top of my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page, and it has been shared to my personal profile as well, which says, to be Legend of the Week tonight, every song I will play has a number in the title. Guess the total of all the numbers added together. Clue, it'll be pretty high. More live clues from 6 p.m. Yes, that is true. But I'm going to get the tracks going because we've got quite a lot to squeeze in, and I don't want to talk too much and miss out a track because it might affect the answer if you add up all the numbers together. Hello to Ellie from Beckles, who's just messaged to say she's listening, and hello to B from Orpington as well. Hello to both of you. Thanks for being here tonight. Right, what's coming next then? Well, it's a track where when you hear the intro, you're instantly familiar with it. So your first number to go on, it's 500, isn't it? I have proclaimed it.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you.
Could he sound more Scottish?
Yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I heaver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's heavering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. When I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. When the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home, oh, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's going over you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be a man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home with you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
Phoenix FM.
Proclaimers there, then getting us going with the tracks that relate to the theme of International Accounting Day. And 500 is the number in that track, but what's going to be added to it? What kind of numbers should you be guessing to be my legend of the week tonight? You know, you can have more than one guess. I'm normally a bit strict on this. And don't forget, there will be a hotly contested poll later on in the show as well. Some other way of being interactive on tonight's show. But there is a post at the top of my Facebook profile with a photo of numbers on it. You have to comment below that post with your guesses to be my legend of the week. Now, I do appreciate people might try and leave it late, but you're going to have to have submitted your guess before at least the last two tracks in tonight's show. And who knows what numbers are going to be featured in those. You may as well get some guesses in early too. You can have a guess as many times as you like, and remember, whoever's nearest to the correct answer will be my legend of the week. Whoever's nearest to what? Well, you have to add up the numbers in the song titles of every song featured in the show that goes like this tonight. And just to give you an idea of how high a number that could be, here's another track by Katie Melua. If you're not too familiar with the work of Katie Melua, you may have to adjust your guesses, because this is Katie Melua with 9 million bicycles. Cripes.
There are 9 bicycles in Beijing. That's a fact. It's a thing we can't deny. Like the fact that I will love you till I die. We are 12 billion light years from the edge. That's a guess. No one can ever say it's true. But I know that I will always be with you. I'm warm by the fire of your love every day. So don't call me a liar. Just believe everything that I say. There are 6 billion people in the world, more or less. And it makes me feel quite small. But you're the one I love the most of all. It's a thing we can't deny, like the fact that I will love you till I die. And there are 9 million bicycles in Beijing. And you know that I will love you.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons. That was Katie Melua and 9 million bicycles. How did she count them all? Did she just go on Wikipedia? That is cheating, Katie. I haven't attributed the tracks that we've played so far to the people that suggested them. So huge thanks to these people. The Proclaimers and I'm Gonna Be 500 Miles was suggested by Mark Watson on the Phoenix FM group on Facebook earlier on. And Katie Melua's 9 Million Bicycles was suggested by Gary Cassidy. So thank you to you two gentlemen. Keep your guesses coming in. I have had a couple of guesses now for the Legend of the Week. Very early, obviously, with still an hour and 40-odd minutes to go before we reveal the answer. But it may be prudent to get a guess in early. That's all I'm going to say. And also, as I'm sure regular listeners are aware, we do have a webcam feed coming into the studio, which is shared on Mixcloud, and you can actually see me on Mixcloud by going to mixcloud.com and searching for Phoenix FM or Phoenix 98 FM. You will see our live stream link. You don't have to have a Mixcloud account to do that. You can go and just see what is going on in the studio. If you want to make comments in the chat box at the side, you do have to sign into a Mixcloud account, but it doesn't cost anything. You can do it with your email, you can do it via Facebook and Google and all those methods as well. But I recommend this evening, if possible, you do join me on Mixcloud, because I will provide some clues to the answer of the Legend of the Week without saying it. I'm going to hold things up to the webcam on Mixcloud at various points throughout the show. So, it may well be in your interest, if you're at all bothered about being Legend of the Week for episode 141 of the show that goes like this. Yes, I can't believe it's reached that many either. But if you want to be Legend of the Week, you may well have to tune in to the Mixcloud webcam feed. So go to mixcloud.com, search for Phoenix FM. You will see the stream that links to our studio. I'm sporting a rather fetching blue and green combo tonight. You'll see me in the studio. And occasionally, I will hold up clues to the webcam, just like I'm doing right now, to give you some kind of clue to being my Legend of the Week this evening. So, yes, I may do that again. There may be more clues coming up later. You've got to be on Mixcloud.com and on the webcam feed to see what the heck is going on there. So that makes it a bit interesting, doesn't it? A little bit of extra excitement on the show that goes like this tonight. There we go. Right, let's keep the tracks coming. They've all got numbers in them. This is another one from a gentleman on our Phoenix FM Facebook group. So thank you to John Morris for suggesting this effort. It's another one where I'm sure you know the track just by hearing the intro. And was he particularly good, Adam Ant? And I bet he owned more than two shoes. I'll leave it to Adam anyway. Let's get ready to rock the 80s.
With the heartbreak open, so much you can't hide. Put on a little makeup, makeup. Make sure they get you good side, good side. If the words unspoken get stuck in your throat, send a treasure token, token. Write it on a pound note
Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, this is the show that goes like this. I'm Ben Simmons, great to have you along and tuned in. And it's already all happening. I've got a lot of tracks to squeeze into the show, so I feel like I haven't got a lot of time in between. But because today is International Accounting Day... Yes, all right. We've got all tracks with numbers in the title, and my challenge to you lovely leg-end listeners out there is to work out, or have a guess, basically, at what the total would be if you added all the numbers together of all the tracks that feature in the song titles in tonight's show. It's a crazy guess you're going to have to make, but Occasionally, I will hold up clues to our webcam on Mixcloud. So if you go to mixcloud.com and search for Phoenix FM, you can see these visual clues that I'm holding up to our webcam at various points throughout the evening tonight. There will be more than one clue. So, yes. And, well, you've gathered by now that it's got to be over 9 million because we've played 9 Million Bicycles by Katie Melua and just added two to it there with Adamant. And earlier we had 500 Miles from the Proclaimers. So, you know, you can follow it along, but you have no idea what the last couple of tracks I'm going to play will be on tonight's show, and your entries must reach me by 7:50. So, you know, you're not limited to guesses. You can have more than one guess. And another regular contributor to the shows has sent me a message on, on Facebook, yes. And Gary Collins has said, I find accounting day a bit taxing. Well done, Gary. Thank you very much for that. less from Gary Collins coming up later. keep it here, though, 98.0 Phoenix FM in Essex or phoenixfm.com anywhere else. You can tune in from various countries around the world and everywhere in the UK. That's the glory of internet radio these days, as well as our fabulous FM transmitter. Right, I'm going to keep the tracks coming. Remember, we've had a huge number of track suggestions all across Facebook in the run-up to this show. And again, thank you for getting involved. Here is something that was suggested on our Phoenix FM group by Anver Anderson. Remember Angry Anderson, who did the song Suddenly to celebrate Scott and Charlene's wedding in Neighbours? It became a big hit. But this is Anver Anderson, who suggested this from Paul Hardcastle.
In 1965, Vietnam seemed like just another foreign war. But it wasn't. It was different in many ways, and so were those who did the fighting. In World War II, the average age of the combat soldier was 26. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19.
The heaviest fighting of the past 2 weeks continued today, 25 miles northwest of Saigon.
I wasn't really sure what was going on.
19. In Vietnam, the combat soldier typically served a 12-month tour of duty, but was exposed to hostile fire almost every day. 19.
U.S. military spokesman said today more than 700 enemy troops were killed last week in that sensitive border area. Throughout all of South Vietnam, the enemy lost a total of 2,689 soldiers.
Vietnam combat veterans suffer from what psychiatrists call post-traumatic stress disorder. Many vets complain of alienation, rage, or guilt. Some succumb to suicidal thoughts. 8 to 10 years after coming home, almost 800,000 men are still fighting the Vietnam War. We'll be right back.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It certainly is, and this is Ben Simmons with the show that goes like this. That was Paul Hardcastle and 19, suggested by Anver Anderson on social media earlier. Big thanks for doing that. And I've had another message on Facebook from Maggie Regan. Her and her husband Ron are listening to the show tonight, but haven't got Mixcloud. But that is fine. Don't panic, Maggie. Thanks so much for sending a message. Lovely to know you're out there and listening. If you do have Facebook on any device, then, obviously you've sent me a message. So you can have a guess and try and be my Legend of the Week still, Maggie. All you got to do is guess what all the numbers of the song titles in the whole show would be when added together. Just have a guess. You may as well. That's all I'm going to say. But you have to comment on the certain place on Facebook where I've put a post a little while ago, a couple of hours back, with all numbers in a photo. And you have to comment beneath that post with your guess. And a few guesses have come in, so that is fabulous. And I will let you know who is the closest when I go off the air just before 8 o'clock tonight. So lots more tracks to come and quite an eclectic mix. That's what I like about the musical choices for the show that goes like this. We're not constrained by time, by any particular genre or anything like that. As long as it links to the theme of the show, I will play anything as long as it's not offensive. And the theme of tonight's show is International Accounting Day. No, come on. They keep playing that fanfare. I like the fact that I'm acting as if someone else is doing it. There's only me here. But anyway, it's good to have you listening out there. 98.0 if you're in the area. PhoenixFM.com if you're not. And if you're so inclined and want to go to Mixcloud.com as well, you can join me on the webcam feed. And it's fabulous if you want to do that. Right, let's keep the tracks coming, shall we, so I don't run out of time later on and so that all my calculations make sense. This is a track that's been suggested by many people independently of each other. Karen Donovan, Keith Woodcock and Mark Thompson. To my knowledge, they don't know each other, but they're all linked because they've all suggested I play 99 Red Balloons. Okay, then.
You and I in a little toy shop, buy a bag of balloons with the money we've got. Set them free at the break of dawn, to one by one they were gone. Back at base, box in the software, flash the message, something's out there, floating in the summer sky. 99 red balloons go by. We'll be right back.
99 Red Balloons by Nena. We're letting her go.
Phoenix FM.
Maybe she'll let the balloons go. If they were helium balloons, they'd have gone up into the sky and out of sight pretty quickly. That was an awful thing when you were a kid, wasn't it? You get one of those exciting metallic balloons that your parents have had to spend a fortune on and you've not really appreciated. You're just holding it and they say, hold it carefully, or they try and tie it around your wrist and you don't like it. And then something happens, you get distracted, you let go of it, it's going to end in tears. I'm sure that happened to me on numerous occasions. Only last week as well. I just get very emotional when balloons fly off. Anyway, I hope you're doing well. It's the 10th of November. It's Tuesday night. It's 20 to 7. And this is the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM with me, Ben Simmons. Great to have you along. Thank you so much for sharing part of your lockdown Tuesday with me. And keep it here. Remember, you get rewarded for being interactive on tonight's show. There will be a poll coming up very shortly. And also, somebody out there will be my legend of the week. And to do that, you have to guess at what the number will be if you add up all the numbers of all the song titles in tonight's show. And when you know so far we've got 500, 9 million, 2, 19 and 99, it's not going to be a low number, is it? You add those up, your answer at least has to be more than 9 million. So, you know, that's all we've got so far. There has been a visual clue given on the Mixcloud webcam as well. But, you know, you can have a guess regardless. You don't need the visual clues, just have a guess. I remember there was a Catherine Tate character, wasn't there? And she'd just go, have a guess. That's what I'm saying to you now in the spirit of Catherine Tate. Have a guess. Right, we'll keep the tracks coming so we can fit them all in. Once we get past 7 o'clock, I'm going to share some interesting facts about numbers with you as well on this International Accounting Day. Now, they've forgotten, see? Loving that fake interaction from a producer there. Right, let's have another one. Let's have the Beatles. They're not quite sure how many days there are in a week.
Ooh, I need your love, babe. Guess you know it's true. Hope you need my love, babe. Just like I.
Days a week, 8 days.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was the Beatles then with the classic 8 days a week, suggested on social media earlier on by Jill Turner. So thank you for that, Jill. Right, how is it 7:15 already? It's very difficult. You know, normally I plan some of the songs that are going to be featured in the show. Other people make suggestions during the show and I squeeze them in. And I think as the show's progressing, well, it doesn't matter if I don't play that one. Maybe I'll take that one out. I'll put that one in instead. And we kind of play around with it. It's a fluid, dynamic, moving thing, okay? But tonight, when I've got to add up all the numbers in all the song titles and the Legend of the Week award depends on it, I've got to play all the tracks I want to play. So trying to be a little bit more careful. And yes, I will be hitting you up with some interesting facts about numbers on this International Accounting Day. Don't do it. Don't. Thank you. I love that I'm having a fake argument with a non-existent producer. But anyway, it's great to have you along tonight, and we're keeping the tracks coming, all with numbers in the titles, all pretty much all of which have been suggested by you lovely Legend listeners, and one of you tonight will be Legend of the Week. Now, there is also a hotly contested poll that is relevant to tonight's show on International Accounting Day. I am asking, which subject is better, English or maths? Those are the only two choices. And it is, you know, it's going to be difficult to decide, I'm pretty sure. But we don't often get 100% to 0% result on this programme, particularly with a hotly contested poll. You would assume there would be voters for each side of the argument. With the votes that have come in so far, 100% of voters have gone for English, and on International Accounting Day, nobody has gone for maths. I'm shocked by that. Maybe that will change. If you would like to vote, scroll a little bit further down on my Facebook profile. You'll see an orange post where it says vote on this poll for tonight's show, and there is a link there you click to. You just do a single vote and you can come straight back to Facebook. So I'm encouraging all my listeners tonight who are online as well to go and vote on that poll. Which subject is better, English or maths? Could we have 100% votes for English? It's happened in the early running of voting, at the very least. We'll see what develops as the show goes on. Could be very, very interesting. Here's a track that always makes me smile whenever I hear it. Thanks to Ben Richards and Paul Milton for suggesting it. Let's have some more excitement with Dolly Parton.
Stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. Just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in, and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
They call it
was Dolly.
Phoenix FM.
The classic 9 to 5 there. So two numbers to add to your totals if you're adding things up. Not just 9, not just 5, 9 and 5. Or 14 if you're good at simple maths. Anyway, who knows what the final answer will be? Get your guesses in on my Facebook profile, Ben Simmons Radio or Ben Simmons on Facebook. You may as well have a guess. It's just a bit of fun. Whoever gets nearest will be my legend of the week for this episode of the show that goes like this. It's going to be extremely exciting in around about an hour or so when all the guesses are flooding in and I have to sort through them and work out who is nearest to the answer. It's a high number. That's the answer, I think it's fair to say. And yes, after 7, we will start sharing some wacky facts about numbers with you. I've done some exhaustive research in the run-up to this programme, and I was surprised. Let's just say, I've been veritably shocked by some of the facts I've discovered about numbers tonight, just to whet your appetites for the final hour of the show. Here's another track that is sure to add an awful lot to the final answers to be my legend of the week. Maybe you're not sure what it is just yet. It's got a very long intro. Maybe that's helped. Oh yes, we're going early 90s retro here. So Katie Melua were really up the number with her 9 million bicycles. Here's another track with a very high number in the title. Take that, go on lads.
Put your head against my life. What do you hear? A million words just trying to make the love song of the year. Close your eyes, but don't forget what you have heard. A man who's tried to say three words, the words that make me scared. A million love songs are made up. Here I am trying to tell you that I care.
Just for you, girl. Million
Take that there with A Million Love Songs, one of their earliest hits.
Phoenix FM.
It's nice to know that people are tuning in via the Mixcloud webcam stream, because my choice of attire has been complimented. That's rare, so thank you very much for that. Not that it's rare on Mixcloud, it's just rare in life, generally. And hello to Paul Milton, who's watching on Mixcloud, which is fabulous. It's nice when people get in touch and just drop you a line and just say hello like that. So thanks to B from Orpington, thanks to Ellie from Beckles, thanks to Paul Milton, thanks to Ron and Maggie Reagan. So, yeah, great to everybody's bothering tonight. It's lovely. And somebody's going to be Legend of the Week. Remember, go to Mixcloud.com and search for Phoenix FM, and you can see the link to our live stream. I will try and share that link on my Facebook profile in a moment as well, when the next track is on. And remember, that hotly contested poll is also running. You have to go to my Facebook profile and scroll down a little bit, find the orange background. That is where the poll link is, asking which subject is better, English or maths. I think maths may have had some votes now, so we're not going to get 100% to zero anymore. But that's what happens when people get involved, when people get interactive on the show that goes like this. Time for another track. This is something suggested by Rob Wheeler earlier on, and although, really, if you're being strict, it doesn't have a number in the title. It's clearly about a particular number. So those of you that are fervently adding up the numbers of all the tracks in an attempt to be Legend of the Week, I think you've got to put the number 3 in for this one.
That's a magic number. Yes, it is. It's the magic number. Somewhere in this hip-hop soul community was born 3, Mace Dub and me, and that's a magic number.
What does it all mean?
Difficult preaching is posthumous pleasure. Pleasure in preaching starts in the heart. Something that stimulates the music in a measure. Measure in the music breaks in 3 parts. Casually see, but don't do like the soul. Cause seeing and doing are actions for monkeys. Doing hip hop, hustle, no rock and roll. Unless your name's Brewster, cause Brewster's a punk. Parents let go, cause it's magic in the air. Criticizing rap shows you're out of order. Stop looking, listen to the phrase and Fred Astaire's. And don't get offended while Mace Do-Si-Do's your daughter. A tri-camera roll system is now set. Fly around the store under Daisy Productions. It stands for the inner sound. Y'all in your Quebec, that the action's not a trick, but show me the function. Everybody wants to be a DJ, everybody wants to be an MC, but being speakers are the best, and you don't have to guess. De La Soul Posse consists of 3, and that's a magic number.
3.
This here piece of the pie is not dessert, but the course that we dine in. 3 out of every darn time, the effect is when a daisy grows in your mind. Showing true position, this here piece is kissing the part of the pie that's missing, where that negative number fills up the casualty. Maybe you can subtract it, you can call it your lucky partner, maybe you can call it your adjective. But odd as it may be, without my 1 and 2, where would there be my 3? Mace Posse me, and that's the magic number.
What does it all mean?
Focus is formed by flaunt of the soul. Souls before style gain praise by pounds. Common on speakers who honor the scroll. Scroll written daily creates a new sound. Listeners listen, cause this here is wisdom. Wisdom of a speaker, a dub and a plug. Set aside a legal substance to feed them for now. Get them high off this dialect drug. Time is a factor, so it's time to count. Count not the negative actions of one. Speakers of soul say it's time to shout. 3 forms the soul to a positive sum. Dance to this fix and flex every muscle. Space can be filled if you ride like my lumber. Advance to the tune, but don't do the hustle. Shake, rattle, roll to my magic number. Now you may try to subtract it, but it just won't go away. 3 times 1.
What is it?
1, 2, 3. That's a magic number.
Yo, what's up?
1, 2, 3. And say, children, what does it all mean?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. 1, 2, 3.
That was magic.
No more, no less. That's a magic number. No more, no less. No more, no less. No, 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 no more, no less. No more, no less.
No, 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 no
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, and it's just gone 7 o'clock. We're supposed to do it for the accountancy day, and you've ruined it by doing it for the time. Nobody celebrates the turn of an hour with a fanfare. Anyway, this is the show that goes like this. It's Tuesday the 10th of November. Great to have you along. Great to have you listening. And all the tracks have numbers in the title. If you want to be my legend of the week, you've got to have a guess at adding up the numbers in all the track titles. And, you know, you can do it. You can do it as the show goes along religiously. But I need your answers before I play at least the last two tracks. So you're not going to know what the final ones are. So you might as well just have a guess. But it's going to be high. We've already had songs with millions in them. So, you know, I am going to hold up some visual clues to the Mixcloud live stream webcam as well. So it's worth getting involved with that, if you can at all. But if not, just enjoy all the tracks and enjoy all the wackiness. Now, I said I was going to share some facts about numbers with you in the second hour of the show. Get this. 100 doesn't mean 100. What on earth am I talking about? The word 100 is actually derived from the Old Norse word hundrath, which actually means 120. In Old Norse, hundrath means long hundred, which equals 120 due to the duodecimal system. So, yeah, that's a bit crazy, isn't it? The actual word 100, in its origins, meant 120. Now it means 100. I'm going to get £100 out of my bank and tell them it's actually worth £120 and see what happens. Well, we all come to terms with that. Thanks to Annalisa Marie and Barbara Ferry, who independently of each other suggested this track on social media. Here's another one with low numbers in to add to your totals. Former Christmas number one coming up. Had to happen sooner or later. It's the Spice Girls.
Candlelight and soul forever. A dream of you and me together. Say you believe it. Say you believe it. Free your mind without danger. Be for real, don't be a stranger. We can achieve it. We can achieve it.
I had a little love, now I'm back for more. Make love to
Spice Girls, Two Become One. That's another three on your total, isn't it?
Phoenix FM.
Right, so I have just put another post on my Facebook profile. It's on the Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page and my own page. If you've already had a guest to be Legend of the Week tonight, don't worry. For anybody just joining us, there is now a post with a yellow banana background with me laughing on it, where you should leave your comments, your guesses, for the total of all the numbers in the titles of tonight's tracks added together. Just have a guess at how large that number would be. And you must comment beneath the post on Facebook with me laughing at bananas. A yellow background post, basically. So, yes, that's all you have to do. But if you've already had a guess, don't worry, that's fine. That has been submitted. It's just for people who haven't yet had a guess. If you're not quite sure what's going on, it will help if you'd listen to the whole show, because to be my Legend of the Week tonight, you need to add up the numbers that feature in the titles of all the tracks I play, because all the music tonight has numbers in the titles. Basically, 20 odd tracks, you've got to add up all those numbers and have a guess at what you think that final result will be. And I promise to keep sharing facts about numbers. I'm going to keep those coming in this final hour as well. Did you know there is only one even prime number, the number 2? Because to be a prime number, it has to be divisible by itself and the number 1. And obviously, every other even number is also divisible by the number 2. So, 2 is the first even and only even prime number. Don't say you don't learn something by tuning in to the show that goes like this. It might be true, just please don't say it. Okay, time to go back 21 years. Here's another one you surely recognise. To go back to a time when we were all terrified of the Millennium Bug. All electrical devices were going to stop working, weren't they? Because their inbuilt calendars were going to fail with the advent of a new millennium. Never happened. Load of old rubbish. This track isn't, though.
I was dreaming when I wrote this. Forgive me if it goes astray.
This morning, could have sworn it was Judgment Day.
The sky was all purple, there were people running everywhere. Trying to run from the destruction, you know I didn't even care. Say, say, 2000 party over.
Tonight, I'm gonna party like it's 1999.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, and I'm Ben Simmons. This is the show that goes like this. It's just gone 10 past 7 on this fabulous Tuesday evening. Great to have you along, and we're dealing with International Accounting Day. Yep, they're getting bored with the fanfares now, so we're going to leave those. Well done, they finally got rid of them. It's International Accounting Day, it's very exciting. Therefore, all the tracks we are playing tonight have numbers in their titles. And to be my legend of the week, you've got to have a guess at adding up the numbers in every track title and posting on the correct place on Facebook where I'm asking for your guesses. Your guess, and then whoever gets nearest will be my legend of the week. It's as simple as that. And there is also a hotly contested poll running asking which subject is better, English or maths. In fact, shall I go crazy and actually have a look at the current scores on that poll? Let's do just that. I will go to the poll just now and look up the results. And I can see that as of this moment, 88% of voters going for English, 12% of voters going for math. So it looks like a resounding victory for English, but it looked like it could be a victory to zero earlier on. I don't think that is going to be the case anymore. So that's fabulous. Okay, I'm going to keep the tracks coming. I'm going to keep the facts about numbers coming. Did you know the only number that can't be represented by Roman numerals is zero? So the ancient Greeks were aware of zero as a concept. They didn't consider zero to be a number at all. And instead of a Roman numeral, the Latin word nulla would have been used to represent the concept of zero. The reason no numeral existed for zero is because there was no need for a numeral to represent it, because they didn't really think it was worth using. There you go. No Roman numeral for zero. Vanessa Carlton wouldn't have been worried about that, though, would she? She never sung a song about zero. She sung a song that's got 1,000 in it, though. There's a healthy addition to your total.
Making my way downtown, walking fast, face this path and I'm homebound. Staring blankly ahead, just making my way through the crowd. And I need you, and I miss you, and now I wonder if I could fall into the sky. Do you think time went past me by? 'Cause you know I'd walk 1,000 miles if I can just see you tonight. Of you, and I wonder if you ever think of me. Everything's so wrong, I don't belong, living in your precious memory. 'Cause I need you, and I miss you, and now I wonder if I could. I still miss you.
FM.
Vanessa Carlton there with 1,000 Miles. That was played thanks to Peter Tyler, who suggested that earlier. And before that, Prince in 1999 was suggested by Steve Bruce. So thank you to you guys for making track suggestions. Very well done. More facts about numbers. Roman numerals were invented as a means of trading. The form of record keeping was used as a means for Romans to easily price different goods and services and were widely used throughout the Roman Empire for everyday processes. After the fall of the Roman Empire, Roman numerals still continued to be used throughout Europe. This stopped around the 1600s. And there are only 7 Roman numerals in total. I, V, X, L, C, D and M. And the only place you really see them regularly now is at the end of TV programmes, isn't it? BBC TV programmes. Just to let you know what year it was made. I guess they do that for tradition? There can't be any other reason, can there? If anybody knows, drop me a line. Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook. And my personal profile is available as well. And at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, if you want to tweet me. Fabulous. Mixcloud.com. Search for Phoenix FM if you want to see the webcam feed into the studio and get occasional visual clues that might help you with my Legend of the Week. There was another one a little while ago while a track was on. See, you know, paying attention to the Mixcloud stream can sometimes help. I don't always warn you about it. That's the beauty of it. Right. Should we have another track on? Should we have a shorter track? Should we have a track by Blur that was suggested by Siobhan Roxburgh and Hazel Janes? Okay, this is song 2.
FM.
That was the short and sweet song 2 from Blur there. Then what other facts can I share with you about numbers? This is a bit of a weird one, bit of a weird concept for me to get to grips with. I'm not quite sure how happy I am about it. Apparently 0 is an even number. Now, I know some people think 0 isn't a number. It's just sort of a way of expressing nothing. But literally, apparently mathematically, an even number is one that can be divided by two and still create a whole number. Zero meets the criteria for this because if you halve zero, you get zero. I don't really understand how that works. I got an A at GCSE maths. I never really wanted to study maths further than that. Congratulations to everybody that's done maths, advanced maths, further maths and ridiculous maths at university or whatever. But yeah, I don't quite get it. But apparently that makes zero an even number. And also apparently people are 10% slower at deciding whether zero is even or not than if they are deciding at whether two is even or not. I think I've got bogged down in my own brain there and I'm slightly perturbed, just generally. But there you go. Apparently, according to research, according to literal mathematical meanings, zero is an even number. Here's a more easy to understand number fact. There is only one number spelled with the same number of letters as the number, and that is four. It's nice, isn't it? So there you go. That's a bit of a wacky thing for you. The only number spelled with the same number of letters as itself is the number four. While we all try and come to terms with that, Stuart Jane suggested I play this one. It's not about the number four. It's about the number one and only the number one.
Call me by my name.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It most certainly is. And that was the classic, the one and only from Chesney Hawkes. What a brilliant track. Haven't heard that for a little while. And thanks to Stuart James for suggesting it. Here are some more wacky facts about numbers. If you take any number and multiply it by 3, you can do a cool trick with it. Take any number, multiply it by 3, take the digits of the new number and add them together. Whatever number you end up with will always be divisible by 3. Okay? So, for example, if you started with the number 4, you multiply it by 3, you get 12. You add 1 and 2 together, you get 3. That's divisible by 3, isn't it? If you start with 7 and you multiply it by 3, you get 21. You add 2 and 1 together, you get 3. If you start with 5 and you multiply it by 3, you get 15. You add 1 and 5 together, you get 6. That's divisible by 3. So there's a lovely wacky trick for you. Apparently, if you like wacky tricks or you like numbers, or even if you hate numbers, there's something you can impress your friends with if they're impressed by weird things with numbers. Right. Moving on, shall we have some more tracks? I reckon we've got 5 more tracks with numbers in to squeeze in before we start even worrying about the result of the poll. And, you know, who on earth is going to be this legend of the week by having a go at adding together the numbers featured in all the tracks tonight? You can't just have a guess. You don't have to have listened to everything. You can just have a guess. I'll tell you what, here's a special deal. During the next track, I'm going to reveal my final clue. And I'll tell you how in the intro.
The air attack warning sounds like...
Do you know what track's coming?
This is the sound.
It's got a heck of an intro. So, if you're on Mixcloud, I'm going to hit you up with the final visual clue held up in front of our webcam, whilst the rest of this effort is keeping your ears entertained. This isn't even the proper intro, as far as I'm concerned. There we go.
When you hear the air attack warning, you and your family must take cover.
Holly Johnson and the rest going to Hollywood with 2 tribes. Keep your eyes on Mixcloud for a final visual clue for Legend of the Week.
Sun.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yeah, so we're getting to the nitty gritty of tonight's episode of the show that goes like this, if you like. I'm going to do an update for you on the hotly contested poll, which was set up earlier, asking which subject is better, English or maths. The reason I'm doing that is today is International Accounting Day. So you'd assume mathematicians would find it a great day, but maybe not with this poll, because still it's English with 88% of the vote, maths with 12% of the vote, but not zero. I was worried it could be zero, but oh no, maths has had a slight resurgence throughout the show, if you like. Also, Gary Collins messaged again. I was saying Roman numerals are rarely used these days, except at the end of BBC TV programmes. He said about, what about on clocks, for the numbers on clocks? Very true, Gary. Thank you very much for that. Absolutely right. You do get Roman numerals on clocks. So, yeah, thank you for imparting that wisdom. What else can I tell you? Well, wacky facts about numbers. Apparently, six is the smallest perfect number. What does that mean? Well, in number theory, a perfect number is a positive integer that is equal to the sum of its positive divisors. Just take a minute to understand that. A positive integer that is equal to the sum of its positive divisors. By this rule, 6 is the smallest perfect number. So 6 can be divided by 1, 2 and 3. And if you add 1, 2 and 3 together, you get 6. That makes it a perfect number. The next perfect number is 28. So that can be divided by 1, 2, 4 and 7 and 14. If you add those together, you get 28. So that's a perfect number. So the smallest perfect number is 6. There you go. If 6 is particularly relevant to you, you can say you're perfect now. Thought you'd be pleased, so yeah. Okay, let's get another track on. Here's a track that I really enjoyed the first time I ever heard it. Featured in the movie Dreamgirls with Beyoncé and Jennifer Hudson and Sharon Leal and Anika Noni Rose. This is the fabulous disco version of One Night Only. Jennifer Hudson did the slow one. They did the kind of rival one, didn't they? Here we go.
All my love and my devotion. You want my love and soul right on the line. I have no doubt that I could love you forever. The only trouble is I really don't have the time. I've got one night only, one night only. That's all I have to say.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
They're absolutely adamant, aren't they? They've got one night only. All right, okay. I'm not going to dwell on it. Just one night. Fine. This is the show that goes like this. It's Phoenix FM. I'm Ben Simmons. Everything's marvellous. It's great to have you along. It's the 10th of November and it's International Accounting Day. Don't panic. The fanfare was bound to be back at some point sooner or later. And that is certainly the case tonight. All the tracks I'm playing have numbers in them somewhere this evening. And therefore, to be my legend of the week, I've encouraged you to have a guess at adding up the numbers in the titles of all the songs I'm playing tonight. You don't have to have listened to the whole show. You can just have a guess. It's a bit of fun. There's no huge pressure. Don't worry about it. But thank you to those of you who've sent in many guesses tonight, which is marvellous. And we will be finding out, probably in about 15 minutes' time, who is closest. So keep it here, 98.0 if you're on an FM dial in the area, phoenixfm.com if you're not. And always remember, you can ask a smart speaker to play Phoenix FM and it will tune straight in, thanks to the wonders of modern technology. Right, what else can I tell you about interesting number facts? Well, there's a couple of things I want to share with you at this point. 2 and 5 are the only prime numbers that end with 2 and 5. Okay, I think I've got that. It does kind of make sense. But obviously, any other number with a 5 on the end of it is going to be divisible by 5, isn't it? And hence, not a prime number. And I don't often use the word hence, so I hope you've enjoyed that. And again, the same with 2. It's the only even prime number, as we already talked about earlier. Here's something weird that I have heard about, and it's a little bit difficult to describe. The Fibonacci sequence, which appears in nature. The Fibonacci sequence is adding numbers together in the sequence, you'll see. So if you start with 0, and then the next number in the sequence is 1. So you've got 0 and 1, you add them together, and you get 1. Then the two numbers in the sequence are 1 and 1. You add those together, you get 2. Then the next two numbers in the sequence are 1 and 2. You add them together, you get 3. 2 and 3, you get 5. 3 and 5, you get 8. 8 and 5, you get 13, 21, 34, and it goes up exponentially. That is called the Fibonacci sequence. Apparently, that appears in nature. How on earth can that appear in nature? Most commonly in litters of rabbits, according to the exhaustive research I've done. I bet you didn't expect to hear about interesting number facts and litters of rabbits this evening. So if you put one rabbit with another rabbit, you get 2. They'll then spawn 3, who will then mate to spawn 5, and so on, and will follow the Fibonacci sequence, which, if you follow it long enough, gets awfully high awfully quickly. So if you leave a lot of rabbits together for a long time, you better get the Fibonacci out of there. Oh, dear. Right, I think it's time for some more music. Maybe I've pronounced that incorrectly, but that's been questioned by a listener. I'll see if I can work out the correct pronunciation before I go off the air. Before I do that, though, here with another numerical bass track. Oh, did I thank... I don't believe I did thank Colin Geary for suggesting the Dreamgirls One Night Only track. I certainly didn't thank Kelly Evans for the Frankie Goes to Hollywood track, but I am going to thank Stuart Lachland for this track from Paul Simon. How many ways are there to end a relationship, Paul?
Problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself at the risk of being crude. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover.
50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Ooh, slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. She said, it grieves me so to see you in such pain. I wish there was something I could do to make you smile again. I said, I appreciate that. And would you please explain about the 50 ways? She said, why don't we both just sleep on it tonight? And I believe in the morning you begin to see the light. And then she kissed me, and I realized she probably was right. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or you hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee. Slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free.
Phoenix FM.
Well, I stand corrected. Apologies to maths experts out there who are outraged by my pronunciation. It's Fibonacci, not Fibonacci. So there we go. I stand corrected. I stand apologetic, and I'm sitting, so I'm not even standing. Outrageous. What I am going to squeeze in is some celebrity birthdays, though. So, on the 10th of November, Rocketman star Taron Egerton is 31. 30 Rock star Tracy Morgan is 52. Grey's Anatomy star Ellen Pompeo is 51. Country singer Miranda Lambert is 37. Movie director Roland Emmerich is 65. Ex-Formula One driver Eddie Irvine is 55. And lyricist Sir Tim Rice is 76. And if it's your birthday, very many happy returns of the day to you as well. Still got tracks to squeeze in. They're still all related to numbers. This, suggested by Steve Barclay on social media, is a classic from Gene Pitney.
Dearest, darling, I had to write to say that I won't be home anymore, for something happened to me while I was driving home, and I'm not the same anymore. Oh, I was only 24 hours from closer, only a day away from your arms. I saw welcoming light and stopped to rest for the night. That is when I saw her as I pulled in outside of the small motel. She was there, and so I walked up to her, asked where I could get something to eat, and she showed me where. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa. Stay, she said, okay. Oh, I was
only 24 hours from Tulsa. Closely. All of a sudden I lost control as I held her charms and I caressed her, kissed her, told her I'd die before I would let her out of my arms. For I was only 24 hours from Tulsa.
Phoenix FM.
Classic track there from Gene Pitney, 24 hours from Tulsa, and I think I'm going to give you a final update on the hotly contested poll, asking on International Accountancy Day which subject is better, English or maths. And it has changed slightly, but it hasn't really affected the result. English is up to 89% of the vote, with maths on just 11% of the vote. Accountants out there will be outraged, I'm sure. Apologies, though. English trouncing maths in the old which subject is better. So there we go. Well, unbelievably, there's only time for one more track with a number in it. So I'm going to play that. Then we're going to have to reveal what the legend of, or who the legend of the week is, what they are as well, if they're not a human. But that would be ridiculous. Okay, time for one more track with a number in, suggested by John Cohen on social media earlier. Thank you to you, sir. This is a great track. It's The Beautiful South with a perfect 10.
She's a perfect 10, but she wears a 12. Baby, keep a little 2 for me. She could be sweet 16, busting out of the seams, and still love in the first degree.
When he's at my game, with a big fat aim, you wanna see the smile on my face. And even at my door, with a 4-4-4, there ain't no man can replace.
We love our love in different sizes. I love her body, especially the lies. Time takes its toll, but not on the eyes. Promise me this, take me tonight.
If it's extra large, well, I'm in charge. I can work this thing on top. And if he's XXL, well, what the hell? Every penny don't fit the slot.
Ah, the anorexic chicks, the model six, they don't hold no weight with me. Well, 8 or 9, well, that's just fine. But I like to hold something I can see.
We love our love in different sizes. I love her body, especially the lies. Time takes its toll, but not on the eyes. Promise me this, take me tonight.
I bought a watch to time your beauty, and I've had a little second hand.
I've bought a calendar, and every month is taken up by the love of man.
We love our love in different sizes. I love her body, especially the lies. Time takes its toll, but not on the eyes. Promise me this,
FM.
Perfect 10 from the beautiful South End. Well, time to sum up the show and a tribute the Legend of the Week award. It's International Accounting Day, so all the tracks I've played have had numbers in the titles. And as a wacky challenge to you lovely Legend listeners, I asked you to try and work out a result if you added up the numbers in the title of every song I've played in tonight's show. And there have been some very wide-ranging guesses from the likes of Barbara Ferry, who guessed 9,043,709, Kate Pirrie, who suggested 36,002, Eddie Bushell has gone for 14,365, my dad went for 9,043,710, Graham Smith went for one less, I think, which was wacky. But get this, Ellie from Suffolk went for 10,002,959, which is incredible, because bearing in mind we played 9 million Bicycles by Katie Melua and a million Love Songs by Take That and a host of other numbers, the correct answer is 10,003,737. So Ellie from Suffolk is just around about 780 out or something like that. Incredible. But Ellie, you are the Legend of the Week. And I have to leave you with a track that is slightly not really to do with numbers, because we've been focusing on numbers for so long, I'm off to check my calculator, which is unreliable. I'm actually going to check my abacus. You can always count on that. I'm going to leave you, after a show all about numbers, with this from Boyzone. It's called Words. See you next week. Rob's up next.
Everlasting smile, a smile can bring you near to me. Don't ever let me find you gone, 'cause that would bring a tear to me.
This world has lost its glory. Let's start a brand new story now, my love.
It's only words, and words are all I have to take your heart away. Talk in everlasting words and dedicate them all to me. And I will give you all my life. I'm here if you should call to me.
You think that I don't even mean a single word I say.
It's only words, and words are all I have to take your heart away.
It's only words, and words are all.
take your